Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, last week was very interesting. Not only did I have a lot of messages regarding the last episode, as always, so firstly, thank you for your continued support and loyalty to the podcast. But it seemed to be an episode that just triggered a lot of immediate response to, I'm not winging it, or I'm going to do better winging it. It's almost like the episode served to call some of you out, and that really wasn't my intention. It was to bring to make you aware of the fact that you could be winging it, and it was great to get so many messages that said, no, I promise I'm not going to wing it from here, which was almost like you guys felt that it was a personal conversation to you, which, to be honest, if I can actually, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking about the episodes and how they can relate to you, and because I've been through this, it's so rewarding to know that it's almost like I'm actually speaking to you as an individual, which is really rewarding. And something to touch on really from a marketing perspective for you all is, you know, I get so many messages from you guys saying it's as if you're talking to me. And this really should be how your marketing should work. You know, so many times I, you know, speak to trainers and look at content on social media or articles that have been written, or just speak to trainers about their marketing and the language. And it's so overcomplicated because you're learning so much about mechanics, nutrition, the science of health and wellness and psychology, that your mind's full of a lot of really detailed information. And the first thing you want to do is share that and get that out to the world. And as we identify week after week at M10, you know, it's the basics that builds the biggest connections with people. You know, the fact that people are not happy with how they look, you know, it's not the complexity of the detailed mechanics of training and the detailed cellular level of nutrition. And so when I talk to you guys a lot about the subjects that I do, of course I could get very, very deep with marketing and very, very deep with some of the analytical stuff. But really, my job is to help you navigate through your career. And it's very important for me to sit and think, what are the things that you guys struggle with the most? And this is, you know, the psychology of, you know, understanding you guys. And that's why really I've opened up today's episode. You know, I sat here for quite a long time, and last week I spoke to such a large number of coaches that are dealing with the subjects I'm going to talk to you about today in this episode, which is overwhelm. Just for a second, think of that word. Have you been overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed right now? And if you're not overwhelmed, and you've never been overwhelmed, I really, really hope you're going to run into overwhelm. And I mean that in the nicest of ways, because overwhelm, essentially, to me, if I could sum it up in three words, is difficult to manage. Struggling to handle a lot of information, a lot of tasks, a lot of roles. And I speak to a lot of trainers, go, how do I get rid of this? You know, I've got so much going on. You know, how do I just minimize all of this? And I look back over my career and I think I've done completely the opposite. I've wanted more and more and more. But before I get into the more and more and more, I want to tell you that I really struggled with anxiety. and really struggled with overwhelm at many times throughout my career. So the first thing I want you to understand is I get you. If you're there right now, you've been through it, or as I said, inevitably you are going to get to the point of being overwhelmed. It's not nice, it's hard. You know, especially, you know, recently I put a post out saying that, you know, you're gonna grow when you spend a lot of time on your own. And as a coach, you know, one of the things for me is to be here for you. You know, when you spend time on your own, you don't really know what goes on in your head. You don't really know the mind games that are going on, and you see overwhelm and anxiety as, you know, I can't cope. I just can't cope. Maybe the fitness industry isn't for me. Maybe, you know, this amount of clients isn't for me. Maybe the amount of information my brain can take on board and manage, it's just not for me. It's just too much. And that's far from the truth, right? Because when I got overwhelmed and got anxious, and I've had many mentors over the years, and I was talking to somebody about role models today, and people that are that you look up to, and people, you know, mentors, and I would always ask the questions, you know, why am I feeling like this? And when you speak to your role models or your mentors or people that you respect have been in a position further ahead than you, which is why, you know, it means a lot to me when I receive messages from you guys, to be honest. And I reply to a lot of messages in my DMs every single week. And it's just helping you, nudging you along, giving you one bit of information that helps you move forward. And I've said these guys many times, when I finished a seminar, I would pay the brain picking fee, the hourly rate to the coach at the end of a seminar and say, can I just ask you a load of questions? And I would just download my brain, the questions I got on a piece of paper, whether they'd just been in my head, and often the answers that they gave me steered me in the right direction. And if you spend a lot of time on your own, you're going to get more and more overwhelmed because you haven't really learned how to manage the information that's in your head, the task that's in your head. Or if you've been overwhelmed, you've probably learned how to deal with this. All right. But when I spend a lot of time on my own, I'd always try and work out, you know, why was I feeling like this? Why was I feeling like this? And write down the things that I was overwhelmed with. And I said, well, if I could actually handle those, how would life be? I'm going to challenge you now. If you could take everything that you seemingly are overwhelmed with and had a structure and a format and an order that made it easier to manage, what would your energy levels like, your anxiety, your stress levels look like? You know, you look at somebody that's putting on a big party. They're overwhelmed, they're anxious, they're stressed. They're trying to do everything themselves. And then when you look at somebody that's running a party or an event, and whilst they are inevitably the bigger the challenge, you're always going to have some level of stress and anxiety that comes with it, some level of pressure. But people that run the biggest events and the biggest organizations, they have a lot of people in place to do stuff for them. And so we can learn a lot from that, because what we actually do is you look at the biggest organizations and you think underneath them, there are managers, there are sub-managers, there are area managers, there are team leaders, there are marketers, there are salespeople. And that's how these organizations grow, because in the early days for any business owner, there's always going to be overwhelm. When you're on your own, you take on more and more information. And here's the thing, guys. Here is the thing. This happened to me. You know, when you've got 5 clients, when you've got 6 clients, when you've got 7 clients, when you are new to the fitness industry or relatively new to the fitness industry, you've never dealt with 10 people, 10 diets, 10 training programs, maybe 20 sessions a week if they're all seeing you twice a week. So you've got to manage your diary. Then you've got to try and manage inquiries and leads. And your brain, because you're not skilled at this, becomes quite full. And you start to go, I can't handle this. I've got diets to write, programs to write. I've got to do my own training. And what we notice is that maybe your quite simple life before, where you just had a day-to-day job and everything was managed for you, you just had to manage your own bit. You didn't have all the responsibility of being a business owner. And so over and over again, what happens as you develop, as you grow, as you progress your own business, you just take on more workload. And with that workload becomes more pressure. And with more pressure becomes more requirement to manage that pressure. But you don't, you just keep going. You get 10 sessions, 20 sessions, 30 sessions, and you keep going. And then suddenly you notice things start to suffer and your training starts to suffer. Then you got to plan your nutrition and you got to see your friends. And if you actually look at it, all that's happened is that more and more things have come into your world and you haven't, as you've been developing all these areas into your world, you haven't actually become very skilled at managing them all. So you just have a lot going on in your head all the way throughout the day. And even if you've been in the industry a long time, listening to this episode, this is not for new trainers. This is overwhelm in general. If you've been in the industry a long time and you just think, I can't cope. I just don't know how I'm going to manage it. And I'm going to cover kind of if you've been in the industry a while because there's a solution for you. But in the early days, if you become overwhelmed, you just got to write down everything you're overwhelmed about and start to put it in order. You've got to start delegating, not to other people necessarily in the early days, but taking the responsibility and saying, when does that need to be done? Is that important? Can I take everything out of my head? Whether or not you use a day-to-day planner, whether you use a journal, or whether you use a whiteboard, which I suggest to everybody that I mentor, and just put everything down and start to just create lists. Take it out of your head. Your head can't manage everything. As you start to get busy with your clients, it can't manage everything. And so this is where you need to have more structure and order. You need to become more managed. And what I did in the early days, when I started to realize that I got to the point where I just can't take on any more information, on a Sunday night, I remember sitting with my father one night, anxious, couldn't even hear him speak. And I said, you got to control this, Mark. And I was thinking about every single client from Monday to Sunday. It was Sunday night, and I was thinking in my head, right, what program am I going to do for her, for him? Have I done this? Have I done that? I need to go home and do all the workouts. And then I went, no. Who do I have to concern myself about? His program and her nutrition. So I could forget about everybody else that I'm up to date with. And then suddenly this overwhelm and this stress dropped. And I went home and I wrote down all my clients on a piece of paper, as I've talked to you guys a lot about. Having a weekly meeting with yourself on a Monday morning is the fastest way to reduce overwhelm, or a Sunday evening. And I wrote down a list of my clients and I went, right, are all of them doing okay? 50% of them not. Okay, make a note of that. Are all of them, their nutrition up to date? 20% of them not. Right, make a note of the 20%. Are all their nutrition plan training plans up to date? Yes. Great. No one needs a new training program. Is there anything that I need to study, research, develop? People I need to reach out to? I've talked about this in my weekly meetings. And then you suddenly realize that the 50 things that you've got going around your head that's causing you overwhelm end up actually, when you've written it all down, only needs to be 4. And so immediately this overwhelm, because you become more disciplined and managed. And then you can literally go to a journal in an A4 pad and write down everything that you have to do for the next week. And you write down what day it's got to be done. And then if anything else comes into your head, you go back to your journal and you say, it doesn't need to get done till Thursday. And you just start to plan your week. And all the things that you've historically been fretting about and becoming anxious about, you suddenly goes from 100% of craziness to 20% of necessity. The need to do that. That is needed to be done there and then. So that's all I've got to concern myself about. So you've just relieved 80% of stress. Now, on the flip side, if you've been in the industry quite a while and you've got to say 30 sessions and you're very, very busy, and then you start to develop an online business or you start to have additional levels of income stream, and you've been able to manage your time and you've got your whiteboard and you've got an A4 pad and you're journaling everything very, very well, but you can't manage, you just literally cannot do your client invoicing. It's a task that's unnecessary for you to do. I'll be honest with you, in the early days, probably within the first year of being a personal trainer, I had a bookkeeper, I had an accountant, and I paid them annually to do my accounts, finances, invoicing, take the receipts, document everything for me. I took accounts completely off my hand from the first year of being a personal trainer. Then I opened M10. And within 6 months of being at M10, I realized that I was so busy, so many clients, so many programs to manage, 40, 50 sessions a week, I literally wanted to do the personal training. That's what I wanted to do. That's what was going to make M10 successful, the results that I achieved with my client. What do I not want to do, and what could somebody else do? I had hired an admin. My admin worked with me 3 to 4 days a week and did all the invoicing, anything that we needed following up with the gym. Called people, booked appointments in, cancelled appointments, chained anything around. And I took this overwhelm of 100% down, 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 down. And all I focused on was doing the thing that I was the best at. And she would arrange so much for me and keep everything in structure and order. When clients would finish the session, they'd go and pay her. Is there any reason why you can't do this? No, not at all. You know, you could have somebody who does your accounts and invoicing, who is a mum, or someone just doing some part-time work who used to do some accounts or management. And at home, you could just say, look, I need these people invoicing. And it might cost you 150 quid a week, 200 quid a week, if they actually ended up doing a little bit of more work for you. And they started actually putting your part of your overwhelm, your diary management, your client invoicing all together and more structured. And then you can start working with your clients. And so what I'm looking at here in terms of overwhelm is overwhelm becomes kind of like a self-made thing. You end up making yourself more overwhelmed. But most people want less of it. Of course, you don't want to feel overwhelmed. You don't want to feel anxious. But here's the thing. If you're listening to the Mastery Podcast, I talk a lot about growth. I talk about development. I talk a lot about progressing your career. If you want to progress, to have your personal training business, your clients, eventually an online business, you're running your social media, you've got your accounts to do. Some of you own a gym. Some of you own a studio. And you start to look at all of where you want to get to. And you think, well, I'm not going to be able to get there because it's just too much work. Well, I now have somebody that does all the marketing, Dan, director of personal training at M10, Tracy managing the operations of the gym, Gemma doing the administration work, my accountant, and all the people independently doing various different things. Because every single segment and section of the business is delegated. Their responsibility for different departments that allows me to grow other areas and focus on the things that I do. And this has taken years, of course, but when I work with gym owners, I've got a gym owner that I work with at the moment that wanted to scale his business and was overwhelmed, just too much going on, so many different income streams, nothing was really growing. And I said, step number one with working with me is delegation. You've got a gym, that gym has a manager. Let's find the manager. Within 2 months of working with me, he doesn't step foot in his gym. He manages that. Then the other aspects of his business, he delegated that to a manager. And the other aspects of his business delegated that. And now he's focusing on the growth of the business because he's got 3 different areas of the business which he's delegated and found a manager. Now, as a personal trainer, you've got to look at the first thing for me, delegation, is lists. I'm delegating what's in my head to a list, to a whiteboard, to somewhere that it's safe, that it could stay, where I could actually, you know, I call your whiteboard or your journal an accountability log. I'm putting it all onto somewhere that's managing my day. Whenever I speak to personal trainers, online coaches, the first thing I want to hear is how structured is your business and your life? If there's no structure, no order, no discipline, I then say, how often are you feeling overwhelmed? All the time. And then my goal initially is to remove the overwhelm with putting system, structure, and order together that allow the person that I'm working with to focus on the main thing that's going to help them grow, develop, and progress. And if that means bringing in, I've got people I'm working with at the moment that have virtual assistants, people online who they work with that do their accounting, do follow-ups, and support them even in areas such as graphic design, social media, supporting with marketing. If there's areas that are not a speciality of yours and there's areas you don't want to learn, but you're earning enough within your business to delegate out They're things that can be done that allow you to still focus on being great at your craft. So it's very, very important to understand that as you grow and progress, you are not going to try and do less. You're always going to end up with more work. If your goal is to progress in the industry, you're going to end up with more tasks, a bigger vision, more things that you want to accomplish. You just have to become better at being able to structure it, format it, put it all into whether it's brainstorm list, giving yourself tasks to do, to not do, and just being more disciplined. If you own a facility, if you want to own a facility, if you eventually want to have a team, if you eventually want to get to the point where you've got four or five different income streams, you have to make sure that you start to become better at actually putting everything into system, structure, and order. So don't for one second think that if you're going through overwhelm at the moment, that you're the only person that has been where you are. Take overwhelm as a real positive thing. If you've got to the point of being overwhelmed, especially with your personal training business, if you own a gym, if you own a studio, if you run an online business, overwhelm often means that you have got to the point where you've got too much on. And therefore, all that tells you is that I've got too much on. If I want to grow, if I want to be more successful, I just need to learn how to manage it, which is what today's episode is all about, overcoming overwhelm. It basically just means that you have to take a pause for a second. If you're a personal trainer, you just need to put your day-to-day operations, your day-to-day management of your clients into a more structured framework. If you own a gym, you're more than likely trying to do too much. If you own a studio, as I worked with a guy in South London at the moment, he's cleaning the gym. He's doing too much of the administration and he can't run the effective management of the coaching and the clients because he's doing too much and we got a cleaner, we got an admin. So it's just stopping and looking at the areas. You have to be honest, what areas you're overwhelmed. Online coaching, you know, a lot of you are growing very, very quickly. A lot of you are getting a lot of clients and then you don't know how to manage your online clients and you just don't have good systems. And when you get better systems in place, you get a lot more organization. You're actually running a business rather than just checking clients in. You're running a proper business and you have your data. You know, online coaches, when you're doing a lot of clients and you're running a lot of invoices, you need an administrator. You need an accountant. You need to be more professional because your job is to focus on the coaching. And so all the administration jobs, when your coaching business is growing, or you're trying to manage it alongside your personal training business, you need to manage it all. So my kind of closing thoughts for you today are, if you are, feeling very overwhelmed, write down a list of the things that you're feeling overwhelmed with. Are you in a position at the moment to delegate any of those roles and responsibilities to somebody else, or can you delegate them to a journal, a planner, or a whiteboard? When things are out of your head, when there is the complexity of situations in your head, get it out, get it visible, and give yourself a permission to, for the next 2 days, only concentrate on the things that really matter. You'll feel so much better. You'll sleep better. You'll put things in a to-do list now, to do things then, to do things or wait. You know, I have seminars to present for, lectures to do, webinars to do. And people will often say to me, Mark, you know, I've got the webinar to do, content to create, a gym that's running. I've got people I mentor, I've got masterminds, mentorship. I've got so much going on. And when I stop and think, Mark, you've got so much going on, but I've got a lot of people helping me. A lot of people helping me, a lot of different positions. And a lot of the time people will just look and see, how does he manage it all? And I now am in a position where I've got delegated. And a delegation is not a, you do this for me. Delegation is bringing a very valuable team in who are rewarded for the work that they do. You know, people that are paid to do a role that brings fulfillment to them, but also allows me to grow the business. And so for you in the early days, honestly, you can manage. Honestly, the workload you've got on, 30, 40 sessions of personal training, you're only overwhelmed because you're struggling to manage all your work. So that's my big thing for you to take away from here. If you're in a gym, studio, online coaching or anything, if you are in a position where you can bring in somebody to work alongside you, you are doing yourself a disservice by not bringing people in. Because the next step of you growing anything, the next stage of you bringing in anything, whether or not you want to do more online coaching but you've not got enough time, you got to bring in another online coach. If you own a studio and you can't do any more sessions, you have to bring in another coach. Therefore, you have to do more marketing. You might bring in somebody to do the marketing. This is all about not trying to get rid of overwhelm and do less. You actually, as a business owner, want to be focused on having more and more and more and more going on in your business world, but more and more and more people supporting you to be able to do that. And it starts right now. If you're a personal trainer, if you can't learn how to manage everything you've got going on, there is going to be no way that you can scale things further down the line, because you'll be somebody that's riddled with the overwhelm all the time and you won't be in a position to take things any further. So I really hope today's helped, because I don't like feeling overwhelmed. I don't like feeling anxious. I'm excited by the workload that we have. I'm so excited. I just want more and more and more and more. But when I'm overwhelmed, it tells me that I'm not in control. I'm not managing everything. And so that's the thing for you. Overwhelm is not something you just get and it stays with you. And if it's been with you a long time, you're the one that's in control of how much overwhelm and anxiety you have. Now, if today has been valuable, today's episode has been of value to you, and you're in a position, I want you to just share, you know, what do you do to overcome overwhelm? If you are overwhelmed, what are you going to commit to doing? You know, this is something that I get inside my groups, that people, the accountability, you don't have anybody to be accountable to. Drop me a DM. If there's anything I can help you with, as always, you know I reply to everybody in my DMs on Instagram. But as always, if this episode's helped you, please, please share it on Instagram. Let's get more listeners onto the podcast. And as always, I'm so grateful for those of you that keep in touch with me, share the podcast, DM me, and keep in touch. Take care, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you soon.